Of Lord, the one that cannot change, unchangeable, change that the lily of valley, the bright morning star. He's great and is worthy to be praised. It's because of his reason why we are alive today. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the bright morning star. Lift up of us, I'm going to bless the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you, we worship you, we give you all the glory. Lift up the voice, I'm going to worship the King of Kings, the I am that I am, the one that cannot change, unchangeable, change that. that. Demon, they tremble at his presence. Open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Appreciate him. Lift him up. Bow before his throne. Oh, we worship him. We give our exalted. Thank you for yesterday, today, and forevermore. Thank you for what you have gone through in your life. Open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Be in the Lord. God, and keep in God. The one that cannot change, the unchangeable changer. Lift up your voice, O Lord. Be thou exalted in Jesus' precious name. We are prayed. Say, oh Lord, my Father, any sin in my life that want to stand against my prayer tonight, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon me, have mercy upon me, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Any sin in my life that want to stand against my prayer, have mercy, Lord. Tell God to have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Father, show me your mercy tonight in the name of Jesus. Any sin in my life that want to stand against my prayer, have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Open your heart and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Any sin I've committed in my life, I want to stand again my prayer. Have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your heart and pray. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, let the heaven over my life open tonight by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Declare your own heaven open in the name of Jesus. Father, heaven over my prayer. Open, 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 open. Aha! Pray. Declare your own heaven open tonight in the name of Jesus. Heaven over my prayer. Open tonight by fire. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Heaven over your prayer. Open, open, open in Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. Say, whatever I've been working against my prayer, you are a liar. Die. Pray. Help yourself tonight, my sister, my brother. Everything I've been working against answers to my prayer, let them be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Anything I've been working against answers to my prayer, be wasted, 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 wasted. Be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus, everything I've been working against answers to my prayer, oh yeah, let them be wasted, let them be wasted. Let them be wasted. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Everything that I've been working against answers to my prayer, be wasted tonight. In Jesus, mighty name, we pray. Say, I take authority over every principalities and power in my environment. Open your mouth and pray. I take authority over them. Every principality, every power, every ruler of darkness in my environment, I take authority over them now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, he said he has given unto you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion. Every principality, every demon, every power in your environment, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over them tonight. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over them. In the name of Jesus, oh yeah, we wasted. Be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus, be wasted. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. There are some dangerous prayers we are going to pray tonight before we pray on the pillow that I ask you to buy. Praise the name of the Lord. Start this one loud and clear. Say, any evil thing done into my life by any man or woman against my marital destiny. I beg you, pray that prayer. I don't know who has done this against somebody here, but I beg you in the name of Jesus, he has given you power to turn upon serpent and scorpion. I want to address the power tonight, the power that has affected things that are going wrong in your life. Say, any evil thing that was done against my life by any man or woman affecting my marital settlement, you are a liar. Scatter by fire. Oh, yeah, be scatter. Aha. Help yourself tonight, oh. In the name of Jesus, I don't know what they have done. In the name of your marriage, then you will never settle down. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, whatever they have done against your life, open your mouth and pray. Oh, yeah, address them now. My sister, this is your opportunity to pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray. Address them now. Anything that has been done against against your life, against your marriage, open your water prayer that say you will never settle down. Address them once and for all. In the name of Jesus, open your water prayer. In the name of Jesus, pray. Anything that been done against your life by any man or woman that has tied down your marital settlement, open your water prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus, address them once and for all. In Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. I have got good news for somebody that just prayed that prayer. I don't know who have planted that thing in your life. That this is how far you can go. Tonight, as a result of the prayer you have just prayed now, the arrow planted in your life has gone back to sender. Now in the name of Jesus, it's gone back. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray this song loud and clear. Say powers that has vowed that my marital settlement will not come. You are a liar. Die. They say you will not settle that maritally. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. They must die tonight. In the name of Jesus. Tonight is your night. I beg you in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. You are overdue to settle down. Something has been blocking it. The power that has been blocking it. Oh yeah, address them once and for all. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Address them now. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray. In Jesus. Match them, we are praying. I don't know who you are tonight, but you have used your mouth unconsciously established a covenant with somebody in the past. You are about to break the covenant now. Hey, thank you, Jesus. You just say, you know, without you, just, you know, when you are in love already, you just say all kind of things. And some things have dropped from your mouth the demon has put a seal upon the person. You are going to lift up your voice. Don't say you have prayed this prayer before. You are going to break that covenant down. Because your life is about to move forward. So if you love yourself, pray that prayer. Shout to this one loud and clear. Say any vampire covenant that I've ever made with any man or woman and has tied down my life. Break in the name of Jesus. Break it. Aha. That is it. I love the way you are praying your prayer. Help yourself, my sister. Tonight is your night. Something good must happen in your life. This year you must get to down. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Any verbal covenant that you have made with somebody and the kingdom of darkness, they have put a stamp upon him. Today by the power in the blood of Jesus, I reverse it. Aha! Pray. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. Look at what's happening. Pray. I beg you, my sister, pray that prayer. In Jesus, match them, we pray. Shout this one out of there. Agent of bad luck. That is following me everywhere I go. When they say agent of bad luck, they will just go. when the person is supposed to say, "Thus here, the Lord wants to see you like this," the agent will just overshadow you, and the person will just walk away. That's why when I was teaching Bible study tonight, many of us are in the wilderness of delay. In the wilderness of delay, you find out that you are just there. You don't know what is going on. Many of us has complained and they have turned 11 years to 40 years in our life. But tonight, the mercy of God will locate us. But I want to address that agent. There is a particular agent of bad luck that is following somebody anywhere you go. When somebody says, "Thus hear the Lord," within a twinkle of an eye, they will change their mind. Something must happen in your life. Your life must move on. Say, agent of bad luck. Following me up and down. Hey, your time is up. Die. Agent of bad luck. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth tonight in the name of Jesus. Pray. Tonight is your night. Open your mouth and pray. Agent of bad luck must die. They must die. Aha. In the name of Jesus, they must die. Aha, pray. Help you want to pray. Aha, pray. Help yourself tonight. To help yourself. Help yourself. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Pray this for myself. Aha. See, every spirit of late marriage inherited from my father's house and my mother's house. You don't know. Maybe your mother married late. She had you late. Your father married late. They want you to inherit such a late. You want to reject it by fire. Shut this one with anger your bones. Say every spirit of late marriage emanated from my father's house and my mother's house. You are a liar. Die by fire. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight in the name. Aha, that's it. That is 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 it. Aha, that's it. I beg you in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Aha, that's it. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, every curse of late marriage. Say, every curse of late marriage affecting my life. Break by fire. Break, 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 break. Oh, yeah, break, 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 break. Aha. Every curse of late marriage, oh, yeah, break. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, every curse of late marriage, oh, yeah, break, 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 break. Aha. Break it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Oh yeah, break, 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 break. Every curse of late marriage affecting my life. Oh yeah, break by fire. Break, 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 break. Aha. Every curse of late marriage. Oh yeah, break, 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 break. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You are going to pray something. There is somebody here. You are very close to meeting the person that will make you joyful for life. But I beg you in the name of Jesus, pray this prayer point live and direct. The Bible says it is not good for a man to be alone. Equally, it's not good for a woman to remain single. Shout this one loud and clear. Embargo of lateness in marriage affecting my life. Die by fire. Pray, 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 pray. Embargo of lateness in marriage affecting my life. Oh yeah, die, 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 die. Aha. I beg you in the name of Jesus. This is the best thing you can do for yourself. To pray yourself out of singleness. Open your mouth. Embargo of lateness in marriage. Oh yeah, die, 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 die. Aha. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. In the mighty name of in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Many of us, you look at yourself in the mirror, you know you are wonderfully and fearfully made. But let me tell you, in the spirit realm, there might be an evil veil that will be covering the original beauty that God has planted in you. Masintala. I beg you, my sister, lose your temper as you pray this prayer. Because until you set that veil on fire, when men come, they will see you and they will see that you are supernaturally ugly. But inside that, under the veil, there is beauty there. There is a veil covering the glory of God in your life. There is a veil that is covering your original beauty. There is a veil that the enemy has placed upon somebody here that you need to set on fire. I beg you in the name of Jesus, don't joke with this prayer. Shout this one loud and clear. Lose your temper as you pray the prayer. Say, every evil veil covering my original beauty from being noticed by my divine spouse. Look at that prayer point. Very simple prayer point. The evil veil covering your own original beauty, so that your divine spouse will not notice you. You want to pray the other way. I want to scatter the veil tonight. I want to set that veil on fire. My sister, you, if you know the word, what I'm saying now, you will pray more than it. Say, every evil veil covering my original beauty from being noticed by my divine spouse. You are a liar! Catch fire! Send the veil of fire, send fire! 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 That is it, that is it. I love the way you are praying that prayer. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Oh, yes, send the veil of fire. Oh, yes, send the veil of fire. Every evil veil, say you will never marry. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, why are wrong people coming to you? It's as a result of this evil veil. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. The veil must catch fire. 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 In the name of Jesus, the veil must catch fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. The veil must catch fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus, mighty them, we are praying. You are going to pray. Say powers. Pushing wrong people to me for relationship. You are a liar. There is a power that is something pushing you to run people. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, the power must die. 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 Open your mouth and pray. My sister, you must make progress this year. You must get settled this year. In the name of Jesus, open your look at what is happening already. Pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. Aha. That is it. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus, mighty them, we are praying. You are making serious progress. You are going to pray this on Father, Lord and prayer. Say this, the Bible says, as you have spoken to my hearing, so will I do unto you. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. Me know it. There are many of us that are due to be proposed to. Man, I'm just looking at you like this. I say, well, let me just watch this sister. I don't think, the way I look at them, I don't think she will have some character. I'm not interested in anything. Let me just change my mind. Men are looking at you. They are making some kind of conversation in their heart. We need to pray. There are some power that say no man will propose to you. If you are a man, you will pray that the power that says I will not propose to any woman. If you are a woman, you say power that says no man will propose to me. Die by fire. Do you understand the prayer point? I beg you, pray that prayer. You need to understand what we are talking about. The Bible says it is not good for a man to live alone. Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. He said it's not good. When something is not good, it is not good. When God says something is not good, I want to address it from that angle, from that perspective, that it's not good. Was it on last week? I was telling you last week one day that when he said two shall warm each other. If one is falling, the other one will pull them up. That, whoa, how would one person warm each other? It is not, it's a biblical principle. You are going to lift up a voice and pray this prayer loud and clear. Say powers. Saying at my age, no man will propose to me. You are a liar. Man, you said that you will not propose to anyone. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. They say at your age, no man will propose to you. They say at your age, you will not propose to any woman. Open your mouth and pray. Pray it according to what fits you. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Something must happen in the spirit. Tonight is your night. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Any power saying no man at this age will propose to you. In the name of Jesus, the man must be wasted. The power 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 must be wasted. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, any power that say no man will propose to you, this sister, you are a liar. Pray. Help yourself, my sister. Help yourself, my brother. In the name of Jesus, you must move forward. You must move forward. You must move forward. Aha. Aha. In Jesus' name. We pray. I pray for somebody here. Hey, what is attracting wrong men to you? that thing drops from your body now in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that in the name that is above every other name, any power that saying people will not gather to celebrate you, that power shall be wasted tonight in the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Ha. You are going to pray this next one. Everybody must lose their temper as you pray this next prayer point. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every evil dream assigned to postpone my wedding day to further notice. They just postpone it. 1 year's time, 5 years' time, 7 years' time, 2 years' time. They just be postponing. It's a dream. When you have some dreams that you see yourself getting married in the dream, these are the activities of spiritual husband and spiritual wife. They are already packing the person already. Say this one, don't worry, it will never settle down. They are married in the spirit. They will do everything possible to make sure the physical manifestation of that marriage does not come to pass. I beg you, pray this prayer. Shout this one loud and clear. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, there is a sister here tonight. I beg you, as you have prayed the last prayer, we have just prayed now. The garment that the enemy has placed upon your life that is attracting wrong people to your life. Ah, if your cell phone ever can be the loudest wherever you are, I set the garment on fire. 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 Aha. You are going to pray the next prayer, bro. Say, every evil dream postponing my day of wedding, postponing my marriage to further notice, you are a liar. Da, 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 da. In the name of Jesus, da, da. In the name of Jesus, da, 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 da. My brother, pray. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, macho terrible, rikese terrible. Pray. In the name of Jesus, yes. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Aha, that's it. The dream must die. 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 Aha, in Jesus' name, we pray. Ah, there is a spirit called the anti-marriage spirit. What do I call it? Anti-marriage. They will make sure that this person, you might have good certificate. You might have good complexion. In fact, your beauty can be the best queen in the whole world. You might be this, you might be that. But when they come to the issue of marriage, they will put a no-go area there. Ah, you are going to pray. I beg you in the name of Jesus. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. Say, powers of anti-marriage affecting my life. Pray. Every power of anti-marriage affecting my life. Oh yeah, die by fire. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Yes. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. Aha. That is it. Help yourself, my sister. Open your mouth. Pray. In the name of Jesus, help yourself. Aha. That is it. That is it tonight. In the name of Jesus, you must make progress. You must get married. You must get settled. Open your heart and prayer in the name of Jesus. Help yourself. And let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name, we are prayed. Remember what I told you last week? The Bible says, two are better than one. I repeat to myself. It said, two are better than one. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9. It said, because they have good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift us with up his companion. But woe to him. The Bible says woe to him who is alone. When he falls, for he has no one to help him up. My brother, my sister, it's a bad thing from the perspective of the Lord that you are remaining single. He said, woe, woe. When they say woe, it's like a curse. You need to fight this thing once and for all. He said, woe to him who is alone. When he falls, for he has no one to help him. Again, he said, if two lie together, must untakeable. He said, when they lie together, they keep warm. But how can one be one alone? Beloved, if I were you, I would use this kingdom to pray tonight. You will pray with, you pray yourself into manifestation. He said, how can one? He said, woe to him who is alone when he falls, for no one is there to help him. But again, if they lie together, they keep warm. How can one person be warm alone? That is this Bible. Two are better than one. That's why the Bible says one chase 1,000 and two chase 10,000. So you want to gather your strength to pray. The prayer I'm praying for you, beloved, to the glory of God, I've been married now for about 16 years. I understand what I'm talking. It is, there are some favor that is bestowed upon marriage. There are so many things that are attached that they will not come upon you until you settle down maritally. I keep saying this in every week. I know what I'm talking about. To the glory of God, this morning, very among those who are praying for this prayer line, I received a wedding invitation. To the glory of the Almighty God. Wedding invitation this morning. This morning. Why? The devil has caged that marriage. That will not come to pass. I decree to somebody's life here, yours shall be the next. In the name of Jesus. But let me tell you, you need to go back to that scripture. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9. You need to pray that. You need to pray yourself. Wrestle with God in prayer, like Jacob in Genesis 32. Jacob wrestled with prayer. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. This prayer point is not a gentleman's prayer. The level we are going to now, I'm going to be rounding up very soon. Go to the scripture, pray over your pillow, and that is it. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, power. Say it over their dead body, will I marry? You are a liar. Die by fire. Da, 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 da. Now you know why we are here. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. 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 Aha! Aha! Yes, 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 yes. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Every power that serves their dead body will you marry. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Da, da, da. Da, 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 aha, yes. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. We are still going to pray. You are going to pray this one. This one, you might not believe it. But let me tell you, it is very possible for some people to use juju power to say, this girl will never marry this man. So if you are too American or Canadian or Britishian, I don't know how they call it, you might not pray the prayer. But I know that there are some things that exist like that. So where I come from, they can vow that this marriage will not work, and it will not work unless you go back to God. They can vow that this person will not give back, and it will be so. They have some sharp mouth and serpentine mouth. You are going to lift up a voice with anger in your bone in your room wherever you are. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every juju power that has vowed that I will never settle down maritally. Hey, you are a liar. My sister, that is what your destiny has been waiting for. Open your mouth and pray. That juju they did at the age of 16. That juju they did at the age of 10. It must not come to pass. Enough is enough. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of... Aha! That is it. Yes. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody there. Open your prayer. In the name of Jesus. Aha, that is it. Yes. Open your mouth. In the name of Jesus. Ah, pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha. In Jesus' name, we pray. Ha. I decree to 7 people on the line tonight. I don't know who they are, and I decree to your life. Hey, before the end of this year, 2020, your story will turn to glory. In the name of Jesus, those who have been mocking you, asking you questions you could not answer, asking you things that, oh, how old are you now? You are now 37, going to 38, you are now 41, going to 42, you are now 43, going to 44, you are getting closer to menopause. I decree to that. The Bible says, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 37, who seeth and come to pass when the Lord has not commanded it. Tonight I decree, by the mandate of heaven, before December 2020, if your heaven is loud, people shall gather to celebrate to marital in the name of Jesus. They shall celebrate you. They will 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 celebrate you in the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray for yourself. Thank you, Lord. Say this one loud and clear. Say, powers pushing me to wrong relationships. Ah, you are a liar. Every power pushing me to wrong relationships. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to say this all out of here. Say, you wicked woman in my father's house, sitting on my marital glory, be unseated by fire. Pray. You wicked woman that is sitting on marital glory. That is a sister that need a prayer here. I beg you in the name of Jesus, pray that prayer seriously. Any wicked woman sitting on your marital glory, be unseated by fire. Holy Ghost fire. Or you are burned the bottom. In the name of Jesus. Or you are be unseated. Be unseated. In the name of Jesus. Be unseated now. In Jesus' name. We are praying. You are going to pray like this. You remember the scripture I read to you? It is not good. Genesis 2:28. Say, two are better than one. So the reason why you are joining me, and that's why God has led me to my heart, and I thank God for some fantastic testimonies that I've been hearing ever since we started this prayer life. Or for the same reason, no. Two are better than one. So we are going to pray according to that scripture. The scripture can never be broken. Whatever God says like this, he said, heaven and earth might pass away, but the word will never go fulfilled. So, if they say two are better than one, so you alone cannot fight the battle yourself. So, you are going to gather your strength. I always tell people, let me tell you, for you to marry, there are some foundational battles you must deal with. Every marriage and every individual has got their foundation. So when you're now binding together, you are now combining two foundational battles together. Then you now extend your battle to in-laws. That's what happened. But if you don't deal with the foundation as you are single, that's why the Bible says, one will chase 1,000, two will chase 10,000. Why can't God say two will chase 2,000? He knows that in-laws battle will be extended. You are going to gather your strength. He said, two are better than one. Say, my father. You said in your world that two are better than one. Ha! I am the Lord, oh Lord. Give me my divine partner. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Masutele bo 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 bo. Reseketele bo shoto riakasa ba ba ba. Open your mouth and pray. Father, that blessing that I need, for my story to change, that blessing that I need, that will make my joy full forever, that person that I need, that need to be to enjoy my life. Oh, no, wow, wherever the person is, on the surface of this earth, let them appear. I am available. Appear, 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 appear. Ha! My sister, I love your better prayer. Let the person appear by fire. In the name of Jesus, tell God that you are available, because two are better than one. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. He now said in verse 11, again, if two lie together, they keep warm. It's God that said it. It's God that said it. Even if you, I used to have a secretary in Nigeria that time. The husband was in America years ago. And when the man comes to Nigeria, the man will say, just spend a few days and disappear. But they were still cutting that time. They were normal. So the man came, married her, went to go and file for her in America. But that took about 9 years. Within that 9 years, the guy bought almost 10 pillows on the bed of that lady. Pillows. So the lady came one day, said, Pastor, I was not a pastor that time. He said, sir, I have hugged pillows, so tell to sue me. I just embrace pillow. I have about 10 pillows. I say, what are you doing with almost 10 pillows? He said, Pastor, it's not easy. I understand. It's not easy. He said, she even hugged the pillow. There was difference between pillow and human being. That's why the Bible says if they lie together, they keep themselves warm. How can pillow, even if it's summer, pillow cannot keep you warm? God has ordained somebody to every Eve that is an Adam, to every Adam that is an Eve. That means God has ordained somebody to keep you warm. Why are the powers of darkness pushing you away from the person? I decree tonight, Ayakababa, by the power in the blood of Jesus, every power that is pushing your divine partner, if your amen is loud, they shall be wasted tonight. They shall be wasted. 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 In Jesus' name, we are praying, beloved, until almost 9 years. America won't grow. That the man had to come back after 9 years. Then the greedy now give her the pillow. Enough. He says, thank God, dude. My husband is going to marry you. My husband is going to marry you. In fact, within that 9 years, I'll be honest with you, she has already got another person. Another person was keeping her warm. You know, people are very funny. But because of that singular action, she got to America, had a child. Within a year or two, the marriage broke up. The man had been waiting for years. The man did not marry anybody there, but, you know, that's why the Bible says it is not good for man to be alone. Two are better than one. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, my father, my father, my father. You said it is not good for a man to be alone. I am alone, oh Lord. Show me my divine partner, my fire. Let the person appear by fire. Tell God you are available. You have been waiting for the person. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Father, let this person show. Oh, yeah, show. Show me. Show me my divine partner in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. We are prayed. I hope you have your pillow beside you. We are going to pray over it now. For those of us who didn't join us last week, I was led by God to just get a pillow so that I can pray over it. If you have your own in your house, that's good. Just lay your hands. We're going to pray for it very soon. But before I go to that one, let's go to Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. I beg you, pray this prayer. Say, my father, whatever is pushing my divine partner away from me, let that thing die in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. Anything pushing my divine partner away, die. Anything that say I will not settle down maritally, you are a liar. Pray. This is a spiritual warfare. You are beautiful, but yet the man is not coming. That means there is something behind this thing that you need to deal with. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. Luke chapter 5. Luke 35, trying to see if I can share my screen. Oh, it's broken, it's frozen. Okay, so Luke 5. Luke chapter 5. I read from verse 1. Hold on, let me see. Praise the name of the Lord. Luke 5, verse 1. And I read. He says, so it was, as the multitude pressed about to hear the word of God, that Jesus, when the word is talked about Jesus, stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them, and they were washing their nets. That second statement talks about the level of frustration that fishermen must have gone through. High level of frustration. They have toiled all night, but they caught nothing. Then he got to one of his boat, that Jesus Christ, which is Simon's, and asked him to put away to the land. And he sat down and taught the multitude from the boat. Verse 4. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, he said, launch into the deep and let down your net for a catch. You know what? Many of us need to launch into the deep now. And this one is more particular with the men. And even with the women too. Launch into the deep means several things. Launch into the deep could mean you identifying a particular marriage that you covet and begin to sow a seed along to it. Say, God, though there's no marriage that has no battle that they are facing, I'll be honest with you. Unless they are deceiving themselves. In fact, no matter they are Jehovah's Witness or any superintendent, they are facing battle in marriage. But the ability to still remain in marriage, that means that God is on both sides. But until you launch into the deep, the Bible says deep connect unto deep. So launching into the deep will mean find out, Father, what is the cause of my delay? Launching into the deep will mean what could be, why am I still at this age yet to be married? Launching into the deep could be, why am I meeting the wrong people in my life? Launching into the deep is an inquiry question. What is the reason why I'm still single? When God says, two are better than one, launch into the deep. You are going to pray a prayer. Say every arrow of marital frustration. Fire into my dream. Bad fire! Pray. Every arrow of marital frustration, fire into my dream. Oh yeah, by fire. In Jesus' name, we pray. The Bible said they have gone. They turned all night and they caught nothing. But Simon answered and said in verse 5, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. You know what that means? You have done all the possibility. You are beautiful. You've gone to school. You did not fall into sin. You are fasted. You are praying. Yet you caught nothing. Why? But nevertheless, at thy word. Beloved, there is God in marriage. God ordained marriage. What is the instruction God is giving to you? There is, to every Adam, there is always an Eve. To every Eve, there is always an Adam. So don't believe that. Maybe that's the way God wants you to do. And I keep telling you for the past week, I say, when you miss the perfect will of God for you, there's always a permissive will of God. Many of us have one way or another, out of ignorance, we have missed the perfect will of God. But there's always a permissive will of God. We are going to pray. See, every spirit of failure in my life, die. Open your mouth and pray. Every spirit of failure fighting my marital settlement. You are a liar. Pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Sometimes, we always meet the wrong people. It's not by your fault, too. It's always some powers. Some people, you know your faith very well. You know that there's no sex before marriage. You have already got your standard. But yet, despite the fact that you got your standard, the people that are coming to you, that's what they demand, number one. demand number one. Why? Does that mean there are no people that will not demand for that? Why? There are some power that wants to take the wrong step. And once you take that wrong step, they will mess up the whole thing. You are going to pray. Say powers attracting me to wrong people. Hey, you are a liar. Die. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. Every wicked power attracting me to wrong people. You are a liar. Pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. But Samuel answered. He said, Master, verse 5, we have toiled all night. We have prayed prayer vigil. You've got to conferences. You've got to singles meeting. You've listened to singles messages. You have not, he said, nevertheless, we call nothing. But at your word, I will let down the net. Beloved, launching down to the deep to a man is that you need to step out of your comfort zone. You cannot use your, I don't know how they do this data. I ask everybody to put on mask. If you put on mask, that would be the person that you don't even identify with that mask. How would they identify with the mask? I see some people that they say, hello. I say, sorry, I don't know you. You now remove the thing from them. It's a demonic device. I pray God will connect you this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. And verses. And when they have done this, you must take the step. You must take this. You must do what God has asked you to do. They caught a great number of fishes and their net were breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to them and for help. And they came and filled the boat and they began to sing. I decree to somebody's life, the joy of your marriage will begin to overflow now in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare, although your past relationships are painful, although what you have got so many disappointments, or God people have turned you down, or God, of course, they have gone, got two things in the past, but I decree by the mandate of heaven, in this new season, in this new dispensation, I decree God will give you a miracle that will signal to your friend to come and judge with you in the name of Jesus. You know, when God has done it, you will dance some kind of dance that you will know that, yeah, surely God is, that God do this on you. You know, that's something, you know, somebody would begin to sing some, God do not, helele, helele, God do not, ayo, ayo, God do not, helele, helele, God do not, ayo, tova, divi. You begin to dance. You don't understand. It's because when the Lord God on again the captivity of Zion, it was like a dream and our mouth will be laughter. There is somebody hearing me tonight. Your story will be like a dream. In the name of Jesus, beloved, Peter was not lazy when Jesus asked him to launch into the deep. So as a man, as a woman, don't be lazy. I've told you several times with that woman, a sister that I know very well, she was single with all her sisters. And she sings like anything. In fact, she was a choir leader in the church, in our old marriage. I've told you before. You know how behold, the lady we sing and sing. The week we had a very major event that we invited so many branches. That same week, another brother in the church disappointed the lady. The lady cried on that event day that we all look. Mess with me or don't mess up also. Don't mess up. We are just begging, please don't mess up. He said, no problem. Then the brother just broke her heart that day. I entered to the kitchen. I called her to the kitchen of the church. I prayed some dangerous prayer that night. I said, sister, as long as I serve a living God, I don't know your father, I don't know your mother, but I know something about you. That because you are dedicated to the work of God, I decree that person that will make your joy full, the person will locate you there. Yeah. That year, that month was August, like this. August 24, 2015. I can't forget that day because I was one that mentored them. Within 2 months, they contacted me and said, sir, God, don't say the Lord. Really? They said, I should organize, counseling. Within 16 weeks, I finished counseling. Before December, they went to Nigeria. They got married. Today, they have 2 children on their own. In fact, the husband called me, and she called me about 2 or 3 months ago. I said, sir, I've got a good news for you. My husband just bought a new car for me. And people are just arriving. Goodness are just entering. They said, yours will be the next in the name of Jesus. The miracle that people will hear that will say, this can only be God. That shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. What am I talking about? You need to do something. I remember one of the things that she studied, she sowed the seed. I'm not just saying it. I was led in the church. I was not the pastor of the church that time. I was just one of the ministers. And I was bothered in the church that we want to do, we want to repair the church altar. But I know myself that I have no money to buy the rock, to do all the decoration. I don't have the money. But and I called the man of the church. I said, man, this is what the Lord said. I went to the pastor. I said, no problem. Since God has told you that, go ahead with it. And I began to do it. And when I began to do it, God said to me, I said, man, I want to see you. This is what God told me to do. Blah, 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 blah. That time, the lady was not married. And I collected the money from the men. We're building the altar. Women are bringing money to me. I rejected it. But this lady came. He said, sir, if you say you are rejecting money from the woman, the husband I will marry in future, I want to sow this seed for him. I said, hey, this was a woman with issue of blood. She said, even if I can touch the hem of the garment, she gave me that money that day, and I poured out my heart. I said, my sister, what kind of faith is it? That same year, she got married. Why? She launched into the deep. Beloved, we need to launch into the deep. You are going to pray. Say, my Father! Wherever my divine partner is now, I am available. Appear by fire. Pray. You are running up very soon. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Wherever my divine partner is, appear by fire. Appear by fire. Appear by fire. Appear by fire. That person that will make my joy full, not to add problem to my injury. Open your mouth and pray. Appear by fire in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. We pray. Now lift up your hand and place it upon the pillow. Adore me. Yes, anointing. If you have walk, just lay your hands on your chest. I'm going to sing this song. If you have no pillow around you, just sing this song. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Oh yes, anointing, Lord, anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. For 1 or 2 minutes, begin to decline to that pillow. Say, my Father, you say it is not good for a man to be alone. I am alone in this house. Do something about it, oh Lord. Open your mouth. I'm going to prepare. Oh yeah, address that situation now. Tell God and remind him. Tell him, oh Lord, Father, I am alone in this house. I cannot continue like this. Tell God your age. Nobody is hearing your voice. Open your mouth and tell God, I need somebody to make my life better. Father, I need somebody. I need a companion. He says it's not good for a man to be alone. This is not good for me, Lord. According to your word, Father, I need your help. I need your help. He said, I will lift up my hand unto the hill. For where comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Masu telebo, riseke telebo. Open your mouth and pray. Tell the Lord, my sister. Something must happen. It's a prophetic action. I have never done it before, but it was released last week. Thank God, Father, this pillow is meant to be a spirit. I cannot use two at the same time. Even if you have 10 on your bed, it doesn't work anything at all. Father, do something about my life. Father, do something about my life. Let it become a magnet that will attract my divine partner. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. There is power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder working. working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, your people are pouring their heart to you. It's not good, oh Lord, for a man and woman to be alone by themselves. Father, this was, oh Lord, they are overdue for their change of story. They are overdue to get married. They are overdue to settle down. Something is wrong in the spirit. We have addressed it tonight, oh Lord. Father, Lord, as I decree to your life, something is about to happen. Something is about to happen. Something is about to happen. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Aha, in the la suta la ba ba ba. Reason de lemoso to rika sata ba ba ba. Thank God, Father, I need a change of status. You have been called me for years. You need to talk to Mrs. now. You don't want just anybody. You want that person that will make you joyful. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, Father Sheyano, Baba Fagbarane, oh, Baba Fagbarane, oh, ah, hey, hey, he will go the mother do we go. Yes, who they call about, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, Baba Fagbarane, oh, tell it all, ha, your case table, Risa Basata Rico, Father, show yourself. Holy Ghost, arise in your power. Holy Ghost, arise in your power. Ready to deliver. Ready to save. Ready to deliver. Ready to set us free. Holy Ghost, arise in your power. Holy Ghost, arise in your power. Holy Ghost, arise in your power. Ready to deliver. Ready to save. Ready to deliver. Ready to set us free. Holy Ghost, arise in your power. 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 Ready to deliver. Ready to serve. Ready to deliver. Ready to set us free. Holy Ghost, arise in your power. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lekosita libra satanotoya, ma rose keteya, ma sente libra sota yekebo, ma yaka satara. Lord, your people have cried unto you. Standing on the scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9, Father, you say it is not good for a man to be alone. We said two are far better than one. Oduwa, I beg you on this one's behalf. Because they backed on their prophetic faith that they don't want to remain single. Father, tonight I decree that person that will make you joyful in the name that is above every other name. Before the end of September, I decree by the mandate of heaven, you will locate your divine partner. In the name of Jesus, every deceiver on your way, I command them to depart. They shall 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 depart. In the name of Jesus, I decree to your life, that pillow, hear the word of the Lord. You are meant for somebody else. Ah, in the name of Jesus, as Elisha commanded, and it came to pass, I command today, by the power in the name of Jesus, your divine partner, wherever they are, on the surface of this earth, in the name of Jesus, before 30th of September, if your amen is loud, the person will locate you in the name of Jesus. They will locate you. He will locate you. She will locate you. He will locate you. You will meet each other in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, just as they have done what they want them to do, Lord, let everybody under the sound of my voice, let their story change. As I've been hearing testimonies, as a result of this prayer, Father, today, O Lord, anyone with the loudest amen here, yours shall be the next in the name of Jesus. I say, yours shall be the next, yours shall be the next. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will help you. The Lord will support you. In the name of Jesus, any darling, Lord, you will not be alone. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will stand by you. The Lord will support you in the name of Jesus in this journey. In the name of Jesus, before 30th of September, I decree in the name of of Jesus, whether it's on the bus, whether it's on the train, whether it's on the street, anywhere, that person need to meet you. That will make you joyful. The person will meet you. In the name of Jesus, God will connect you. In the name of Jesus, when Saul was looking for his father's donkey, he never knew that he would become the king of Israel. But that day he met Prophet Samuel. From that day, the Bible said the life of Saul even changed. He left to look for a donkey, but he came to battle his father's house as a king. I decree today, he might be doing your shopping, he might be doing your buses, he might be in the train. I don't know anywhere the person is, but today I release a word to locate that person that will make your joy full. In the name of Jesus, you shall meet each other. In the name of Jesus, you will locate each other. In the name of Jesus, you will not marry a wrong person. You will not marry your enemy. You will not marry anybody that will add pain to your injury. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will take pain out of your life. He will take you out of pain. He will give you strength to them. He said he has strengthened you. God will establish you. In the name of Jesus, you will not be alone. God will connect you. He said there is favor after marriage. That favor that the enemy don't want to enjoy, I command them today to leave you alone in the name of Jesus. Is there any power in your father's house that has vowed that you will remain single till you die? Today, I reverse that decision. In the name of Jesus, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. It shall be well with you. That which you have done today, you will call me to say God has done it again. In the name of Jesus, your story will not be, where is this brother? He saw this. Where is this girl? He saw this. Why is it now that this is coming out? Why? Because the battle is over. The battle is the one. In the name of Jesus, any woman in your father's compound, say you will always meet a wrong person. That person will be further and die in the name of Jesus. The Lord will help you. The Lord will support you. The Lord will bear you. The Lord will stand by you. In the name of Jesus, you will not be wasted. You will not be frustrated. It shall be well with you. I cover you now with the blood of Jesus. It is well. I will soon hear your testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is well with you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Like I always say, please, if you are engaged or if you see someone that wants to get you engaged, feel free to call your pastor. Inform them so that they can play along with you. When good things are coming, the enemy always brings the deceiver. God will bless you in Jesus' name. I cover your prayer with the blood of Jesus. I will show you your testimony. In Jesus' name, I pray. Sorry, I've taken a bit of time tonight. I'm sorry about it. Can we share the grace in fellowship? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. I'm going to post this message onto the Telegram for the singles group. So that when you go back to it, you can listen to it again and again and pray it. And remember, every Monday like this, we pray for the singles. And for those who are joining for the first time here, every Monday for the singles, 8:30 to 9:30. On Tuesday, well, it's our normal prayer line. On Thursday, is also our normal prayer line. And as you do so, pray. The Bible says pray without ceasing. I pray. I will soon hear your testimonies in the name of Jesus. Can we share? Seven, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God bless you all. Sorry for taking your time tonight.
So thank you, sir.
God bless you all.
Thank you very
have
much.
Have a good day, sir. Bye-bye. Bless you. Thank you, sir.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you very much, sir. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God bless you. Thank you very much, sir. God bless you.
Good night, sir.
God bless you. Ma'am.
Thank you very much, sir. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you too. God bless you too. God bless you too. God bless you.
Thank you very much, sir. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. See you tomorrow.
Do 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 do